From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Hollywood doesn't often concern itself with the world of art and painting, especially during the summer blockbuster season. But there's an odd bit of counter-programming this week. Not one, but two art-related films are opening in New York: the French drama Seraphine and the American documentary Herb and Dorothy. Our critic Bob Mondello says the titles are just first names because the films are portraits, up close and personal.
The cliché is that it's like watching paint dry when something on screen is really boring, but arguably there's something even drier, as it were, at least in cinematic terms, the appreciating of art, looking at it, understanding it, especially when it's unconventional. So it's amusing in Seraphine to see the art critic and collector, played by Ulrich Tukur, treated as a big-deal celebrity back in 1912. His landlady invites all of her art-loving friends to dine with him, and he's bored to tears until he notices a small, unframed painting leaning against a piece of furniture. Who did it, he wonders. His landlady thinks he's kidding. It was done by her maid. Of all the pieces to find interesting, she jokes to her guests, with such fine art hanging on her walls. And they laugh until the critic says he'll buy the painting. Seraphine, he recognizes, is an inspired primitive artist. Her works are bold and slightly unsettling, a bit like her with her lumpy features and uncommunicative stare. Too poor to buy pigment, she's given them vibrant colors with oxblood scavenged from the kitchen, paraffin from church candles, and bright flowers from neighboring fields. Seraphine paints, she tells the critic, because her guardian angel tells her to. And he becomes a new guardian angel, giving her money, placing her work in galleries, and always asking to see more.
Vous en avez d'autres, je veux les voir tout de suite.
Writer-director Martin Provost tells much of Seraphine's story without words, lingering over the process she uses to make paints, and the obsessive single-mindedness that both she and her collector bring to art. Yolanda Moreau, who plays Seraphine, lets you see how the passion that enriches her work might also upend her life. Those voices she hears don't stop just because she's a success. This simple cleaning woman is unready when the wildness she feels migrates from her canvases to her real world. In the documentary Herb and Dorothy, you'll realize that Herb and Dorothy Vogel might well have liked Seraphine's difficult art had they just lived a half century earlier. Longtime New Yorkers, this postal clerk and librarian began haunting art studios, literally watching paint dry, in the 1960s. And with only Herb's post office salary to finance, a very expensive habit, they began acquiring the unfamiliar with a passion even they can't explain.
I knew something was new. I didn't know how good it was or how bad it was. And I liked the idea that it was something that wasn't done before.
Dorothy's salary as a librarian is what kept food on the table.
In those days, if you wanted to collect art, pop art was already too expensive, and so was abstract expressionists. So if you wanted to buy art, the only thing that we could afford would be the minimal.
So the postal employee and the librarian went maximal with the minimal, buying from such then-struggling unknowns as Sol LeWitt, Jeff Koons, and Christo, endearing themselves by coming cash in hand and only taking home what they could carry in a taxi. They got early work for a song and more mature work at a discount, and over time, they amassed in their tiny rent-controlled apartment, under beds, on shelves, and even in the bathroom, one of the most extensive and historically important collections of conceptual art in the world. Filmmaker Megumi Sasaki started documenting the Vogels just as they were deciding what to do with their art. Curator Jack Cowart remembers being startled at just how much they had when he offered to bring their collection to Washington's National Gallery to catalog it.
One of the shippers said that he had estimated that it would take a big 40-foot moving van and a half to move the entire collection. He said, "I have never seen so much come out of an apartment so small, and we are up to giant moving van number 5.
More than 4,000 pieces of art left the apartment, and then the Vogels started filling it again. They're still doing so, compulsive about going to studios and watching paint dry in a way that the film Herb and Dorothy depicts as not dull at all, but crazy smart and enormously endearing. I'm Bob Mondello.
You can watch scenes from Seraphine and find reviews of other movies coming out this week at npr.org.